started this church off by the name of Hope or Hair.
所以我记得那时候那个刚来就听大家说说我们前面两位牧师是何去何从。
So we talk about something like Chinese, where does the her go?
第三个牧师姓冯。
And then the third pastor is me, Feng, Feng.
像是我们在主里相逢。
And then we are meeting in Christ. This is Chinese meeting Feng.
请大家一同肃立，我们一起来攻读圣经主的话。
Let's all rise and read the words of God together.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
We Chinese first.
马可福音一章十四到十五节，约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
English.Mark 1:14-15. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, 15, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Please be seated.
愿神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May God bless his words.
今天是教会三十周年的感恩礼拜。
Today is the Thanksgiving service of the 30th anniversary of CCMC.
我们正道的题目叫做传讲神国的福音。
The title of preaching today is Proclaim the Gospel of the Kingdom of God.
今天信息不会很长。
Hopefully the message is not going to be too long.
我们知道咱们 CCMC, 是一个有使命有意向的教会。
We know the CCMC is a church with vision and with blessings.
像刚才牧师们的劝勉鼓励一样，三十年说长不长，说短不短。
Just like the pastors here that have commented that this 30 years is not too long, but it's not too short either.
三十岁呢，在圣经当中实际上是一个很有意义的年龄。
The age of 30 is a very meaningful age in the Bible.
是的，中国人说三十而立。
And Confucius said that we are standing up at 30.
在圣经当中也有一些很重要的人物，三十岁是他们侍奉当中的一个里程碑。
But there are also many people of character in the Bible that at 30 they are meaningful.
我们知道约瑟在三十岁的时候成为埃及的宰相，并且三年后在全国范围掌管这个粮食的供应。
When Joseph was 30, became the ruler of Egypt.And then he, 3 years later, he took the charge of the food supply of all through Egypt.
大卫王在三十岁的时候登基成为以色列的王，开始了在耶路撒冷为王四十年。
David, at the age of 30, became the king of Israel, and then became his 40 years rule of in Jerusalem.
在旧约当中，我们知道利未人他们是三十岁。开始在会幕当中的服事。
In the Old Testament, the Levites began their service in the temple, the tabernacle at age of 30.
当然，圣经当中还有一位最有名的人物，他出来传道的时候是大约多少啊？
And you know who the most famous character in the Bible when he started preaching? How old was he?
圣经明讲，耶稣开始出来传道的时候是。约有三十岁。
And this is Jesus began his ministry at about 30 years old.
当然那个确切的年龄是不是能够精确到生日，我们在圣诞节的时候我们马上就会讲，没有一个人能够知道确切的耶稣的生日。
And I will elaborate in Christmas that we didn't actually know how old was Jesus when he started his ministry.
因为他的降卑实在是非常的，他的降生实在是非常的谦卑。
Because it's a mystery as the time of Jesus' birth.
好了，那下面呢，给大家一个问题。刚才我们所读的今天这段的主题的经文，耶稣在讲这段话的时候，年龄是多少？请大家想一想来回答。
And then we just read this passage when Jesus said that the time is come that the gospel is to be preached. How old was he?
有位愿意试一试吗？耶稣在讲这段。
When Christ said that, how old was he?
32岁, 33岁。
is around 33.
一定不会再超过33岁了。
Cannot、
因为主耶稣33岁半。
Because he died at 33.
上十字架。还有吗？30，有人说30岁。
Somebody said he was 30.
33, 32, 30. 就还有一个没有说。
Between 30 and 33.
好啊，我告诉大家啊，不敢说完全正确的答案，但是是解经家告诉我们的这个一个答案。
But I just want to tell you about a suggestion made by the scholar.
主耶稣在讲这段话的时候，应该是介于30到31岁之间。
When Jesus said this, he was between 30 and 31.
啊，那么有的人呢会认为耶稣基督刚出来传道，约30岁，立刻就讲了这段话。
And somebody said when Jesus started his ministry, between 30 and 31, he would say something like this.
其实呢，这也不完全准确。
But I don't think it's actually accurate.
但是呢，耶稣在讲这段话的时候，也不是在他地上服事的后半段。
But it's also true that when Jesus said it, it was not at the latter part of his ministry.
当路加福音第三章讲到说耶稣出来传道的时候，约有30岁，然后后面又有一段耶稣在地上的服事。
And when the Gospel Luke said that when Jesus started his ministry, he was around 30, and then he has a few more years of ministry on earth.
那一段的服事呢，大约可能几个月、半年的时间，主要记载在约翰福音当中，到第四章的45节。
And then, actually, how long was he ministry after he proclaimed such was recorded in John chapter 4?
然后这里有个细节，就是当施洗约翰下监牢以后，耶稣开始了他在加利利的这样一个施工。
And then there was some detail recorded there, and after Jesus John was in prison, then Jesus started his ministry in Galilee.
这时候耶稣大概30多岁，应该是还不到31岁的时候，他就开始传这样一个信息。
And it was approximately when he was around 31 when he started that.
日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改。信福音。
He said the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
那我们知道施洗约翰这样一位人物呢，他所传的这个信息跟主耶稣的信息有相同，但也有一个很大的不同。
Well, we know the difference between John and Jesus was there is some similarity, but there is some difference in the messages.
主耶稣的信息是这样子。
Jesus' message is this.
那么施洗约翰所讲的是什么呢？
And what is John the Baptist preaching about?
施约翰所讲的是悔改的洗礼，对吗？
Is that John the Baptist was preaching about the baptism of repentance.
在约旦河当中，很多人都来受他的这样一个悔改的洗。
There was many people who came to John and was baptized to repent.
但是主耶稣在讲到天国近了，你们应当悔改，还加了三个字，是什么？大家记得？
And then when Jesus said about the gospel of repentance, what did he say additionally?
要信福音。
Is to believe also in the gospel.
施洗约翰好像是在为耶稣基督打前阵，做先锋来铺路。
John was a forerunner of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督来是要宣讲神国的福音。
Jesus came to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
什么是福音？
What is the gospel?
我们都知道这个约翰福音三章十六节是我们常常用来传福音的一节核心的经文。
John 3:16, and we always talk about this is the gospel.
这里我们这个地方列出来的是中文我请我们的孩子们，我们的英文堂弟兄姊妹一起来背英文好不好 ？John 3.
Let's all memorize this John 3:16 together from both congregations.
Let's try in English.
In English.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. 这就是福音。
This is gospel.
神是爱。
God is love.
人有罪。
Man are sinners.
基督来。
Jesus Christ came.
为人死。
He died for all.
信他的
，Whoever believes in him，
不灭亡
，will not die，
得永生
，will have everlasting life。
约翰福音三章十六节把福音传给我们每一个人。
John 3:16 preaches the gospel to every one of us.
讲到神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Because God's love is so deep and wide.
他爱你，爱我，爱这世上每一个人。
He loved me and you and everybody in the world.
他为世人的罪流血舍身。
He bled and died for all of us.
让每一个信他的都不至灭亡，反得永生。
So whoever believes in him will not die but have everlasting life.
让我们永远来传扬这样一个神国的福音。
Let us all continually preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
当然有人会说，哎，这个福音讲述还是太简略。
But somebody said this gospel is too simplistic.
啊，我们不用在这里去争这些。如果你说想复杂学习，来参加三福，好不好？
Let's come and then talk about evangelism in our lessons.
我们在三福当中有一个更完整的这样一个福音的讲述。
We have this evangelist explosion. We talk about the gospel in more details.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们 ，CCMC 的每一位弟兄姊妹们
，But our brothers and sisters in CCMC,
传福音是我们每个人的责任。
To preach the gospel is the responsibility of each one of us.
即使每个人不能够经过这样一个几个月的系统的训练和学习，但是我们只要记住这些经文，我们只要有这样一个对灵魂深切的负担，我们去传就比不传要好得多。
Even if you have not had that systematic training of evangelism, each one of us who preach the gospel every day is better than not preaching at all.
我想这个三章十六节是每个人都可以记得住的。
I'm sure that each one of us should memorize John 3:16.
也让我们的教会，我们不要违背那从天上来的意象。
So let us do not violate the heavenly commission that we receive from heaven.
无论得时不得时，务要传道。
And in time and out of time, we have to preach the gospel.
这是写在我们 CCMC 的基因里的。
This is some of DNA in CCMC.
你知道很多教会把福音两个字放在名字里面。
And many churches included the name gospel.
传福音是基督徒的使命啊。
Proclaiming the gospel is the commitment of every Christian.
但是另一方面，我们再近视一点说，不太多的教会啊，不多的，真的不多的，他们把使命宣教这个字放在名字里面。
But that not too many churches incorporate the name mission in their names.
我们教会的名字，华人福音基督教会。
But our church, a Chinese Christian Mission Church.
大家有没有注意到我们的中文和英文这个名字有一点不一致。
You know that our Chinese name and English name are not totally consistent.
我们在座如果中文英文都蛮熟悉的。大家注意到吗？我们的中文和英文的名字实际上是有一点不一致的。
But that's not very consistent in both our Chinese and English name.
华人福音基督教会，如果你 word for word 翻译成英文，应该怎么翻？
Chinese Gospel Christian Church，
是不是？对不对？ Chinese Gospel Christian Church， 这是如果要是真的是按照英文来说，应该是这样子，不是 CCMC， 是 CGCC。
Yes, CTCC instead of CCMC。
那从另外一个角度来讲。CCMC 我们英文的名字如果 word for word 翻译成中文应该怎么翻
If it's exactly literal in translation of Chinese Christian Mission Church what would that be in Chinese
啊，华人
使命
基督使命教
会
是不是因为我们知道 mission 是使命的意思
mission meaning commitment commission
一个 mission calling 就是一个使命在召唤
because it's a calling it's a mission
那同时我们也知道在英文在教会当中 mission 还有一个意义是什么
And then what else is also meant by mission?
Mission 是什么意思大家有没有去参观传福音队的我有时候有那种 mission conference.
Mission conference. 使命宣教大会。
对对潘教授就是厉害。是 mission 是宣教的意思。
Mission is preaching the gospel.
所以如果要是 word for word CCMC 中文应该是叫华人基督使命教会或者是华人基督宣教教会
So meaning that we should be standing out as a commission a great commitment to preach the gospel worldwide
但弟兄姊妹要注意其实我们英文 CCMC 中文华人福音教会很好没问题啊。
But we have a good name either way
哎， 我从我们的中文的角度讲，讲到我们是去传福音的。
In Chinese, we mean that we have to preach the gospel.
那么从英文的角度讲，我们是一个 mission church， 我们指的这个福音还不单单是传给我周围的亲朋好友而已。
And then in English, mission meaning that we are preaching the gospel worldwide, not only in our vicinity.
宣教差传是要把福音只传到地极。
Because we have to preach the gospel until the end of the earth.
传给那些未得之民。
And to preach to people who never heard about Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到摆在我们面前的每一个圣诞的礼盒，实际上都在提醒我们。
And then we can see all these Good Samaritan gift boxes remind us.
不错，一到这个圣诞的时候，实际上全美许许多多教会，华人教会、美国人教会都在做这样的一个收 box 活动。
We notice Samaritan birth gift boxes is very popular among Chinese and American churches.
那么我们作为这样一个 CCMC Mission Church， 不是更应该被提醒？
And we being a Chinese Christian mission church should be also more reminded.
我们在神国的大使命当中应该的摆上。
What is our role in the Great Commission of Jesus Christ?
感谢神带领我们风风雨雨三十年。
And we thank God for leading us through these past 30 years.
感谢神，我们也在福音广传上面，在宣教上面，在各方的事工上面，我们做了一点点的。
We thank you for a little bit of participation we have in the worldwide commission of Jesus Christ.
但是愿借着今天这样一个机会，我们一起来互勉。
So let's remind ourselves, encourage each other today at the 30th anniversary.
提醒我们在国度使命上面，我们还可以做得更多。我们实际上还有很多的亏欠。
Remind ourselves what we have yet challenged to do.
愿我们在下一个三十年当中。能够更忠心的遵行主的大使命。
May we abide by this great commission of Jesus Christ more faithfully.
像我们 CCMC 的使命在五年前，那时候还是在疫情当中啊，神啊带领我和师母过来，我们当时啊和教会的同工，我们一起来同心祷告，我们有这个五句话的一个使命的领受。
When I and my wife felt led to come to this church 5 years ago, we pray for the great commission that God has given us CCMC.
大家知道在过去这五年当中，我们不断地把我们的使命还有我们的意向向弟兄姊妹重复又重复地来宣讲来介绍。
And you know that we have been reminded year by year and then moment by moment about the mission that God has committed to CCMC.
但是盼望我们能够真的是把这样一个使命成为我们的行动，成为我们的生命。
We hope we can concretize all this commission into action.
领人归主。
To lead people to the Lord.
代代相传。
To make disciples through generations.
执守圣经。
To uphold and abide by the Bible.
建立教会。
To build up the church.
荣耀基督
to glorify Christ.
我们一起来再看一下我们 CCMC 的意向好吗
So let's once again remind us of the vision of CCMC.
神对本教会的呼召乃在向北卡罗来纳三角地区的华人同胞传扬基督的救恩
God's calling to CCMC to spread the gospel to the Chinese population in the triangle area of North Carolina.
并进一步推展至北卡州各族裔的广大合唱
and then expand to all people groups in North Carolina,
以至于普世宣教拆传
till the end of the world,
靠主恩典
by God's grace,
在三角区北卡州乃至各地建立多间的堂点
to start multiple meeting locations in the triangle, North Carolina and other places,
彼此守望扶持
to support each other,
同心拓展神的国度
together to advance God's kingdom,
愿神以他的意象来引导我们。
Let us be reminded and be encouraged by God's grace to fulfill our vision.
以他的使命来推动这样一个有使命的教会。
Let his vision be our commission.
让我们能够效法使徒保罗。
Let us mimic the apostle Paul.
也效法教会历史上的许多的古圣先贤。
And to learn from all the great people from the church history.
真的是把灵魂的负担深深地摆在心里面
and to really commit ourselves to the burden of saving souls.
教会历史上有一位的伟人，他是一个有使命、有意向的属灵的伟人。
There was a spiritual giant with mission and vision in the church history.
他叫约翰·卫斯理。
His name is John Wesley.
听到他的名字，我相信，几乎每个人都知道。
Almost all of you heard about him.
有人说，在英国，大家对约翰·卫斯理的敬仰不亚于对莎士比亚的敬仰。
And many of you thought that he was as famous as Shakespeare in England.
他是那样直接的来宣讲神国的福音。
He is the one who is on fire to preach the gospel.
他是那样的为主发热燃烧，把福音之传到地极。
He was burned up for Christ.
有一位历史学家说，即使我们用最夸张的说话，也难以尽述卫斯理当时所领导的这样一个复兴运动的价值。
No matter how we boast, we will never be able to fully describe the evangelistic movement that was started by John Wesley in England.
在卫斯理运动的鼎盛的时期，每一天在世界的某一个角度、某一个角落，有一间卫斯理的教堂建立起来。
In the prime of a Wesleyan movement, there was a certain moment, every moment, there was a Wesleyan Christian church established in somewhere in the world.
那样一种对敬虔的追求
，and the way that they want to strive after holiness，
对失丧灵魂深切的负担
，and the zeal they have for lost souls，
对普世宣教使命的尊崇
，and to follow the great commission of Jesus Christ worldwide，
在近代历史上带来了极大的影响和轰动。
There's no second in the history of the world。
甚至有人说，英国之所以避免像法国那样的流血的大革命。
And then many people have said that if England, why did they avoid the great bloodshed like the French Revolution?
极大的原因是因为当时卫斯理所引领带领的这样一个属灵复兴的运动。
For the greater part of the reason is because of the Wesleyan movement in England.
我们作为这样一个使命的教会，其实可以说，可以从许多的这些古圣先贤当中，从他们生命当中去学习。
So we should learn from people like John Wesley.
主耶稣的吩咐
Jesus Christ's great commission to all of us.
使徒保罗全然忘我的以生命的摆上
And Apostle Paul has sacrificed his life for the gospel.
约翰·卫斯理这样一种以天下为己任的
And John Wesley has made the world his mission field.
负担
And this commitment.
约翰·卫斯理曾经留下来一句的名言
And then it was a famous saying left by John Wesley.
这句名言是整个的世界是我的教区。
The world is my parish.
在纪念卫斯理的很多的图画雕塑当中都有把他这句话刻出来。
And many pictures, many statues that commemorate him always put this famous saying together.
左边这个彩色的玻璃上面就是他这句非常有名的话。
The stained glass on the left with these words.
右边的这个卫斯理的塑像大家可能看不清楚，但如果你看他脚下，这样也同样的雕刻着当年他这一句的。
And then if you look at the statue, on the bottom of the statue, the world is my parish.
丁姊妹们，我们 CCMC 的意象也是同样。
And I believe
CCMC. 这个福音传到所有地方。
I believe CCMC has the same commitment.
是的，我们就是这样一个小小的教会，这样一点点的华人。
We are just a little small church with just a small bunch of Chinese Christians.
一个小男孩也只有五饼二鱼，但他现在耶稣基督的手中喂饱五千人。
There's a little boy with five fishes and two loaves and feed over 5,000 people.
神不问我们能不能，只问我们肯不肯。
Jesus Christ never asks us, "Are you able?" but "Are you willing?"
让我们福音传遍这个世界。
Are you willing to preach the gospel to the end of the world?
从我们的身边开始。
Starting from your vicinity.
特别是那些福音还没有传到的地方。
Especially to the places where the gospel has never been preached.
使徒保罗讲说，我不在别人的根基上建造。
Apostle Paul said, I will not establish on the foundation of others.
你知道，约翰卫斯理当讲到这个世界是我的牧区的时候，他不是我去到这个教会很多的地方，我去跟人家去抢羊，不是这个意思。
When John Wesley said the world is my parish, he doesn't mean to go to the places where there's lots of churches.
卫斯理运动是在那些最需要福音的地方。
There was the same movement,
还有许多未得之名的地方。
The same movement actually is thriving in places with no gospel witnesses at all.
到那里去宣教，建立教会。
And to establish churches to preach the gospel among those places.
华人福音基督教会。
Chinese Christian Mission Church.
CCMC.
CCMC.
当每一次我们讲到这四个字母的时候。
When we all mention about these four letters.
请大家记住 ,M is for mission.
And please remember M is for mission.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
最亲爱的主耶稣我们感谢赞美。
Our dear Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks.
你是教会的主。
You are the Lord of the church.
你是教会的王。
You are the King of the church.
你是教会的头。
You are the head of the church.
你是我们灵魂的大牧人。
You are the great shepherd of our souls.
主你自己亲自在地上设立教会。
And you have established church by yourself.
30年以前。
Well, 30 years ago.
因着我们中间许许多多敬虔爱主老长辈他们在主里面的拜上。
Because some of the older brothers and sisters, they have offered up themselves.
我们 CCMC 得以建立。
And to establish this church.
今天我们回顾过去30年。
Let us remember these 30 years that's passed.
我们展望前面30年。
And let us look forward to the next 30 years.
求主您继续恩上加恩。
Please
上加力。
Add grace upon grace to us and then strength after strength to us.
我们为在过去30年当中主您丰盛的赐福引领感恩不尽。
We thank you so much for the grace and the blessing you have bestowed upon us in the last 30 years.
也为在过去30年当中我们在神国大使命上面的亏欠求神您赦免我们。
We also confess our sins of not fulfilling our great commission in the past 30 years asking for your forgiveness.
加添我们的力量。
And to give us more strength.
愿我们在前面30年当中更加的不违背那从天上来的意象。
May we have the, for the coming 30 years would not violate the heavenly commission you have given us.
把福音遍传。
And to preach the gospel worldwide.
把福音传到地极。
To the end of the earth.
迎接主的再来。
And to welcome your second coming.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 感谢赞美我们的主。
Praise the dear Lord.
现在有一个很特别的环节啊，我们中间如果是30年以前 CCMC 刚成立的时候你就在这里的那是我们创会的元老长辈我知道可能不多好不好请这样的长辈站起来
If our brother and sister were here 30 years ago please stand up if you were here
请啊谢谢洪大哥感谢主感谢主感谢主感谢主，感谢主啊啊啊！淑姬姐，
淑姬，
淑姬姐
，You are here too, right? 淑姬，
淑姬姐应该也在啊！行行行，淑姬姐啊！感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主啊！长辈们请坐。
Be seated, be seated.
你知道一个教会30年之前创会的元老、啊、还在我们中间，这是极大的祝福啊
！And then the 30 years old elders are still among his great blessing.
如果没有他们从更早啊，最早60年代就开始这样忠心的服侍，不可能有我们的教会。
Without them, all of the older people, we would not be here.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给我们的主，我们的神。
May all glory be to Jesus Christ, our Lord.
下面时间交给我们的诗班。
Our sister, our choir again, please.